From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And today, another one of our conversations with the presidential campaign spouses. Janet Huckabee spends a lot of time campaigning for her husband, Republican Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas. The Huckabee story is a well-worn part of the stump speech, Junior High Sweethearts from Hope, Arkansas, 3 decades of marriage, 3 children. Mrs. Huckabee says her priorities are faith, family, and friends. Right now, you could add a 4th F, fighting, to get her husband the attention she thinks he deserves. And she says she's learned her husband is quite the fighter, too.
I would say his commitment to what he's doing is just stronger than ever. And I've always known that he was a great leader, even in high school. But his commitment to the process has just been phenomenal to me.
To the process?
The process of running for president of the United States. For every step forward he takes, he has to take 2 or 3 back. And it's been a struggle in the sense of raising funds, getting media time, getting questions and debates. So to see his commitment, I guess, was probably something that I really learned more about him. I know he's been committed to a lot of things. He's been committed to me for 33 and a half years. You know, I've tested him a time or two. I've, you know, was sick, had a serious illness with spinal cancer when I was 20. And he could have said, you know, hey, this is more than I bargained for. But he continued to work 2 jobs, to go to school, and to drive me an hour one way for, you know, radiation therapy for 6 weeks in a row, and helped me truly learn to walk again and to be myself. And he could have, you know, easily said, hey, giving you back to your mom, this is all over for me. But he was committed to me. He said, I do. He meant it. I love him for it.
Now, your husband is often described as the true blue conservative candidate in the race among Republicans. And yet, when some of the key conservative leaders have now started handing out their endorsements, they're looking to other candidates, to Mitt Romney, to Rudy Giuliani, despite Giuliani's positions on abortion and gay rights. And some of the conservative leaders are even talking about backing a third-party candidate, looking beyond the pack. Why is it that they're looking past your husband? Why isn't he getting more attention or respect?
I think a lot of it, quite frankly, is he doesn't have the millions of dollars in the bank. If every person that heard my voice today sent money in and we had the millions of dollars in the bank that Giuliani has in his or Mitt Romney has in his, there would be no question. I think the message that Mike has far outweighs what the others have been saying.
Are you saying, though, that these religious leaders are casting their vote or making these endorsements based on money instead of morals?
I think sometimes they are. How can you not say that if you're looking at people flip-flopping or can't decide one day to the next? And a lot of the subjects that are primarily talked about are pro-life, marriage, which is both very important to my husband.
Marriage between a man and a woman.
Right, man and a woman. Those things haven't changed with Mike. They've been there. He's consistent in his record with those two subjects, and others haven't been. And in those two specific areas, it saddens me a little bit to the point of, are the Republicans going to rewrite their, you know, bylaws? Are they going to stand on their platform? Those things are important to the Republican Party. So I would think they would want to lean toward a person who has been consistent.
Now, you say it saddens you. As I sit across from you and look at your face, it seems like it angers you a bit, too.
No, it doesn't anger me. I get sometimes a little frustrated that people, especially in the religious area, when people say, wait till your husband gets traction. Well, I just want to see if he's going to get any traction. Well, those people are our traction. And if they're not willing to take a stand and to really get behind somebody and to push that person because they are one of them, then that part does sadden me. It's frustrating. I don't understand it. It baffles me. You know, people say they believe in God, but then they believe in miracles, but it's going to take a miracle for Mike Huckabee to get elected. So I'm here to say I believe God is in the miracle business. Why not have a miracle? Why not have a Huckabee elected president? It's a no-brainer for me.
Now, he has made inroads in Iowa. But in the national polls, he's still trailing. Without that huge campaign war chest and the advertisements and the on-the-ground organization that kind of money can buy, how are the Huckabees going to pull this off?
Well, hard work. You know, my mother always said anything worth having is worth working for. And we have a fabulous staff. We're good stewards of our money. For every dollar that we have, we spend it like a thousand. I think that's very important because look where we are with what we have. And really prayer, people who pray for us, a prayer is like $1 million. And we couldn't do this without that. So with all those things combined, Mike, maybe trailing a little bit, but we feel good about where we are. You don't want to be in the top because the only way you have to go is down. So we're still climbing. It's a slow climb. You know, we're gaining, and we're doing that with limited resources. So people should be afraid of what he can do with very little.
Janet Huckabee, thank you for coming by our studio.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was Janet Huckabee, wife of GOP presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas.